Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hello.
Talking about Embiid, talking about Eagles draft. Bitching a little bit about Ask Out Trout, but it's 5 o'clock, and as always at 5 o'clock, we have a little something we like to do, or Jack likes to do, that we respond to, called the Top 5 of 5.
I'm just sensing a little bit of an uptick in snarkiness after that open that we had. Just letting you know.
Absolutely not.
A little uptick.
Look, you gotta walk into the studio, punch me in the face, insult me, and then expect me to not respond the entire time.
First off, it was a funny line. Okay.
What, the gut line?
Yeah, it was a good line.
Yeah, it was fine. I honestly didn't even know how to react to it because it sounded like an insult, but it wasn't, so I couldn't figure out what to say.
That's good. That's often how I leave people. So I'm sure that's going to be the same reaction to this top five. What I have for you today, and this is a personal top five.
Oh, so aren't they all?
Yeah, but okay. You guys might disagree, but this is my top five.
Okay.
The top five dumbest things people do in sports arguments.
In sports
arguments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, locked in sports arguments. The top five dumbest things that people do that drive me crazy. Number five is, you're not a real fan if you don't believe. I don't believe in the Sixers.
Is this just going to be everything that I said to you at 2 o'clock?
Basically, it's like, I love the Sixers. It doesn't mean that I don't believe in them. I don't believe in the Sixers.
No, no, no. You said you wanted them to lose.
Put me out of my misery.
No.
Because what they've done the last 2 years is they give you this sliver of hope, and then they squash it.
Like the Phillies.
Well, the Phillies, at least they have a fun ride. This hasn't been a fun ride the last 2 years.
No, it hasn't.
No.
I agree. But you saying that you want them to lose just so you don't have to pay attention
just
anymore.
Just saying, put me out of my misery.
Hmm.
But I don't like
I'm staying out of this thing.
Like the whole you're not a real fan thing.
But you're not.
But hold on. Last year at the Eagles,
yeah.
Did you believe in the Eagles when they were 10-1?
No.
Okay, does that make you any less of a fan?
But I didn't want them to lose the rest of their games so they wouldn't have a playoff game. That's essentially what you're saying.
I'm just saying one game. But I was with them.
Stand behind it.
No, because I like the Sixers.
Put it in your vault.
If they win tonight, that's right out of take ball.
Yeah, I know.
The fourth dumbest thing that people do in sports arguments is cite advanced analytics. Like the real advanced ones. Like I'm talking VORP in basketball.
Right.
Talking WAR in baseball.
What the hell is VORP?
Yeah, what is VORP, Spike?
Value over replacement player. It's just like WAR. Okay. It's just like WAR. I think it's stupid. I just don't know.
I've never even heard of it before. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Expected WOBA. Like I just... no one knows how to argue it. Like yeah. It shuts down any rational conversation. As always, eye test is king.
I agree. I have to agree with
you. Long believer in the eye test.
And by the way,
I used to be an analytics guy in arguments, and I realized it's not fun at all.
It's one of the best things about football is that there are not very many advanced stats.
Exactly. There's not very many advanced stats.
So because baseball and basketball are impossible with somebody who's going to – people will always do that. Mm-hmm. Football, all there is, and it's not an advanced stat, all there is Pro Football Focus rankings. And everybody knows they're Fugazi.
Yeah.
Unless they favors our argument. Yeah, yes. We don't even trust what they say.
Yeah.
Well, because it's all eye tests on PFF.
Yeah.
Like there's not even real real numbers.
It's just, if you're going to use an eye test, use your own eye test.
I know. The third dumbest thing people do in sports arguments, and again, this is personal, but bring up accomplishments when talking about how great a quarterback is. Now, quarterback is eye test, okay? Like, Justin Herbert is a better quarterback than Jalen. And I don't need to hear about Jalen went to the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. I would take Justin
Herbert. It does matter.
It does matter. It doesn't matter.
This is why I disagree with you, Ed. Because I think there are plenty of quarterbacks that can put up meaningless numbers, right? How do you separate them? It's the winning aspect of it, right? I can't make Dan Marino the greatest quarterback ever because I know with my eyes he's arguably the greatest quarterback ever throwing the football. But he didn't win. So you can't put him in front of Peyton Manning. You can't put him in front of John Elway. You can't put him – who else? Some of these guys. But the winning aspect of it does have to matter with the quarterback position. Even though it's a team sport, the winning aspect of it has to matter some. And it's not the end-all to be-all because you know what I feel about Troy Aikman.
And you hate quarterback win-loss.
Exactly. It's not a real stat. And Terry Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls, and we know he was like the least important guy on the team.
And Joe Namath.
I think winning means something for quarterbacks. The problem is figuring out what it's almost like situation dependent.
Yeah.
Sometimes teams win in spite of a bad quarterback.
Yes.
But then I think there are some quarterbacks who are maybe don't pop off the stat sheet, but there's something about them that I think the team likes to rally around and doesn't make mistakes. So I think it's a stat, but I think people too often use it as the stat for quarterbacks.
I agree.
Yeah.
The second dumbest thing.
That was your little Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts argument.
Yeah. He's back this year.
We know Justin Herbert is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
He is not accomplished.
I'm aware.
Okay. So you can have that. Would you rather be Phillip Rivers or Donovan McNabb?
I would rather be Donovan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even a question, Spike. That's not even a debate.
Do you think – I think Phillip Rivers – well.
Yeah, he put up a bunch of meaningless stats.
He's sort of like Marino.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you put him and Marino in the same – but I think Phillip Rivers is an awesome quarterback, though.
He can be an awesome quarterback, but would you take his career over Donovan McNabb's career?
I don't know.
Well, one guy played in a Super Bowl in 4 title games. What did Phillip Rivers ever do significantly?
Look, I'm a Donovan guy too, but
I know. What did Phillip Rivers ever do significantly in the NFL?
But now you're bringing up wins.
What? By saying it matters, it's what separates the quarterbacks.
I'm not
because Donovan didn't have the tight end, a Hall of Fame tight end, a Hall of Fame running back, Vincent Jackson at wide receiver, Keenan McCardell at wide receiver. Donovan didn't have those guys. Phillip Rivers did.
Sure. Do you think if Phillip Rivers was on those Eagles teams, your Eagles would have had the same amount of success or more?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's what we'll never know. That's what makes it.
I don't know.
I'm not getting in the middle of your Herbert Hurts thing. I shouldn't have even weighed in.
Yeah, but you did.
Yeah, I know. You stepped in it.
I'm a Phillip Rivers guy. I've always liked Phillip Rivers. I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Why?
Because I think he's a good player. He was a great player.
Because he had 10 kids?
Well, love guys who have 10 kids. Me as no kids. I need somebody else to even things out. Have a bunch.
Exactly right. Exactly. Listen, my guy Jim Harbaugh has Herbert. Okay. Everything's gonna be fine now on the Justin Herbert thing. The second dumbest thing that people do in sports arguments, and again, this is personal, they try to compare baseball stars to other stars.
Here we go again.
Okay. Like Bryce Harper can really only affect the game 4 times at the plate.
But wait a minute. When they win, everybody talks about how Bryce is responsible for them winning.
Part of it.
So my problem with the way that you talk about players like Bryce in baseball is they get all the credit when they win.
Right.
Bryce, Bedlam at the Bank, blah, 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 blah.
Winner.
Then Bryce fails in game 6 and 7 last year, and nobody's like, Bryce is a failure because he can only be up 4 times a game.
Yeah, because he was great before that. And he had a bad 2 games. It's just a quarterback. Here's the difference. A quarterback holds the ball at all times. He dictates everything on offense. A basketball star, a.k.a. Joel Embiid, can affect the outcome of the game more than a baseball player. Mm-hmm. So like the whole like Bryce argument, like, oh, well, he choked too. It's like, well, he can only do so much.
But he can also choke. I'm sorry. But he can also choke.
Sure.
So,
but it's more impactful when a star in a quarterback or an NBA player does.
But here's the thing. Here's where you lose a little steam, because you want to praise him as if he's the reason for them winning. So if you want to temper the praise for baseball players and their impact, then that's fine. Then he can't be in the same category with Jalen Hurts and Joel Embiid, because they have more pressure on them.
Sure.
He doesn't have the same amount of pressure on him.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so then he can never be in their category as the biggest star in the city, most important player in the city, because he only does it four times a game.
Unless you have another bedlam at the bank.
And you called him the best Philly of all time.
I think you took that out of context.
I'm
pretty sure you did.
How can you take it out of context?
Once again, you doctored the fart audio.
I didn't doctor any audio. And not only that, it sounds like we'll have to go back to the audio. It sounds like there are two farts in the audio.
The JFK of farts?
There's a farter on the grassy knoll.
There's multiple farters.
There's multiple farters.
The number one dumbest thing that people do in sports arguments, and this is a new one, and it drives me nuts. But if you critique a player, that automatically jumps to you hate the guy. Like with Rob Thompson today, I put out something like here's two critiques I had of him. Oh, so now you hate Thompson. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, are we so stupid that we can't even have like a sports conversation without jumping to you hate the guy? Like, I don't think Tyrese Maxey is the second best player on the title. Oh, you hate Maxey.
If you're critical of him, it means you hate him.
Yeah.
It's happened with me with Bohm. All I did with Bohm was ask you how many home runs he should hit.
And all of a sudden, it's like, what? There it goes. WIP, running Bohm out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this list is really two things, three things. An argument you have with Jack.
Yep.
An argument I have with Jack.
Yep.
And Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it drives me up a wall.
And that's why we both reacted to it the way we did, because we knew he was really talking about us.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do the top... 4 at 4, things I don't like about Jack Fritz.
We tried that before.
Oh, we did?
The Mount Rush 4.
Oh, that's a great idea. The Mount Rush 4?
Yeah, someone wanted to start their own list countdown.
Oh,
yeah,
yes. Got it.
An hour before the other.
It's a hilarious name, though. You have to give it credit for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't start every top of the hour with a list.
That's where we're headed to.
Okay. It's about to be June.
Yeah.
List at the top of every hour. 3 at 3.
The 3 at 3. There you go. The 2 at 2. Just start right off with a list.
Yeah, man.
Mount Rushmore.
Bad list.
No.
In theory. Totally wrong, though, just as far as your whole little... Because it's all personal with him.
Well, that's what he said. To give him credit, that's what he said. 215-592-9494. Do you just want the season to end tonight, or do you believe that Embiid has a stand in him?
Yeah. He's got a stand in him for sure.
Get out of here. 215-592-9494. Seth in media. Putting him on hold. See? I learned how to put somebody on hold. You like that? Jay in West Philly. You're on WIP.
What's going on?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Mo, you was all right till you started talking about my boy Five. I was ready to call you Spike today, the way you were defending Embiid.
And then what happened?
And then
you chose.
Then you wanted to talk about Five. Talk about that Phillip Rivers.
You chose Phillip Rivers over Five.
Sorry. Look, as just to be clear, as Ike knows, I am a Donovan guy, and the weekly Donovan call that happens on this show. I orchestrated that. I called Donovan and asked him to do it. I went to college with Donovan. I just think that Phillip Rivers was awesome.
Is he taking credit for?
I did. It happened.
No, he is.
But it truly happened.
Well, it was
factual.
My idea.
Yes, it's factual.
It was my idea.
It was your idea, but then I made it happen.
It was Ike's good friend.
It's your idea. You made it happen, but I made it happen.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm just saying.
Who gets it happen?
I'm a Five guy.
Yes.
I am a Donovan defender.
So who gets the most credit here? I would probably say Ike. It helps that his former
teammates. Well, it certainly helped, but I didn't necessarily facilitate the call.
I made the phone call.
Yes.
And like I do, I just throw the idea and let you take it all.
But that's fine. We all have our roles.
We have our roles, yes.
He would have never done the call if Ike wasn't on the show. I would have never made the phone call if you didn't suggest it to me. And it never happens at all if I don't make the call. So
that's why we're a beautiful team.
Yeah. So, Jay, I am a Five guy. I just like Phillip Rivers a lot. So I never thought that would come up.
You're the son of Howard.
Oh, come on.
Listen, 10,000 losses. You commenting a little bit too much today about Embiid now.
He's taking another call.
Yeah, well,
oh, hi, Jay. How you doing, pal? Yeah, good to talk to you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Of course he's going to take another call when I'm on there.
Well, yeah, the phones are popping, Jay.
Yeah, whatever. You just hide whenever I call.
I would like to.
You and your boys there. Going to talk about Embiid when he
most wins in baseball right now, by the way. Tied for the third and most wins in baseball.
They paid the Pirates in the Colorado.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Pirates are hot.
Look, they talk about Joker and all this stuff last night. Did you see what his two players did? Jamal Murray won two games?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And Michael Porter Jr.? But Embiid got to do everything, and they double-team him everything. Nurse getting out coached. Morey making trades where his trade acquisition don't even play. Come on now. You want to get on Joe about the fourth quarter? I'd be tired, too. I can't see out of half my face, and I'm sitting there doing everything for everybody. And then little Lou Williams not stepping up.
Who was little Lou Williams?
Yeah, they about to max out Lou Williams there. And
oh, Maxie.
Oh, wow. Good take.
With him smiling all over the place. Wait till next year. He's just going to take up somebody's spot. Smiling. He's going to be a max player. Did you see him pass up that shot in game two?
Yep.
He went toward the NB.
It was terrible.
Jamal Murray would have took that shot.
Honestly.
But everybody want to get on Joe about what he – oh, he didn't do enough in the fourth quarter. Let's talk about Harper in game six and seven.
Well, I just said that's the dumbest things people do in sports arguments.
Yeah, whatever. Harper lost to a little net. What's that little net that was running around?
Listen, Embiid would kill. I'm just letting you know, buddy. Embiid would kill to have the kind of runs Harper's out here. You know that, Jay. Come on. Don't deflect. Don't deflect. Nah, don't deflect. You're deflecting. That's what you do. No one better. I got you in the corner right now. I'm like Ali. I'm like Ali. You got nothing. You got nothing, man. Zero.
All he got credit for is wearing Fanatic stuff.
Zero. You got zero. Jay, Embiid would kill for Harper's runs here. You know that.
What run?
The World Series. Is Iverson a legend in this town?
That one.
Iverson's a legend in this town, right?
For what?
Iverson's a legend, right?
For what?
I'm asking you.
We're taking us to the finals.
Yeah.
man. Hey, look, don't get me started on that, on him.
Oh, God.
Don't get me started on. Look, Joe is more talented than him.
I agree.
Agree.
That's 6'7". You telling me Iverson is good for shooting 10 for 30 and that's good?
Okay, let's not start ripping AI for no reason.
Hey, he can do whatever he wants.
Look, I'll rip him all day long. He's overrated.
Oh, my God. Jay, you just shooting down everybody today, huh?
Except for Embiid. I appreciate your defense of Embiid,
yes.
Jay. And your ripping Jack. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Jack needed to be put in his place. A little too big for his britches today.
Yeah, everyone says that.
Yeah. So we got this with Jay. He
hates Jack.
10,000 losses.
Yep.
You're the mole from New York.
Yep.
And I'm Ron Dixon. the kickoff return I gave up. It wasn't even me personally, but 20 years ago, 24 years ago.
He's a good caller,
still
though.
Calls. He's been calling me Ron Dixon for years, man. Yeah.
He's unflappable, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
He just runs right over you. He don't even, he's just not even listening to you, really.
Yep. It's great. Yeah. He's a great caller. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Seth in media, give this another try. You're on WIP.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Seth?
I'm doing all right. Hopefully Fritz ain't stinking it up too much for you over there, Captain Flatsman's.
You never know. Look, he's in that tiny little studio over there. You don't want to go there.
Listen, he's letting plenty of
holes in the chair. He's burning holes in the chair.
Yeah, the window's all fogged up over there in his studio.
So, all right, I want to say something about the Eagles real quick before I get to my Sixers point. And it has to do with the draft, and it has to do with everybody. I kind of see this coming full circle. Every few years this happens, right? Like, Howie will draft some top talent, what appears to be top talent. The guys don't pan out for what they're worth now, or, you know, to what we expect them to be. And what happens? Everybody in the city starts jumping on him like, well, he's got to do better, man. He can't draft. He doesn't know what he's doing. And then every year we give him an A+. I can't believe he did so good in the draft. And then a couple of guys don't pan out, or it takes him a few extra years to come around. And then we start hammering him again. It's just like, it just seems very cyclical. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like an annual thing here with us.
Yeah. Everybody giving him A+, and he did so well. And he did. I mean, I like the picks this year. I like him better this year than I have, you know, in quite a few years. But I mean, I remember them, you know, praising him for Jordan Davis up and down, you know what I mean? And it just, he's doing all right. You know, it's taking him a little while to come around, but midway through the season, they'll start hammering. You know what I mean? The Eagles will have a little bit of trouble, and then people just start hammering down him. He's got to do better. He's got to draft better. He can't draft his way out of it. It's, you know, it's just insane to keep hearing the same story.
Wait, here's what I'll say. I'll give you a little pushback on that, Seth. Like last year's pick, right? Everybody loved Jalen Carter. At the time, everyone loved the Nolan Smith pick. But
Sure. Give
fans credit for not just having blind faith. Once the season starts and guys don't necessarily meet expectations, Howie didn't necessarily get criticized for taking Nolan Smith because it didn't seem like he overdrafted him, meaning other people may have drafted him as well in the first round. I think Nolan Smith has really caught more of the criticism than Howie has. Because,
and rightfully so.
Yeah, we look at it like the player hasn't lived up to the expectations versus how he tried to be the smartest guy in the room and took somebody he shouldn't have taken.
Yeah, where he did that early on in his career. And that's
yes.
a fair point, right? Like, the players got to they got to play up to the potential
yes.
that we bestow on them, you know
yep.
what I mean? All right, so with the Sixers, man, you guys couldn't be more right with the whole role-playing thing, right? And I've said this before. I've been saying this for a few years now. And I'm sorry to go back so many years on something like this, but, man, the Sixers' real opportunity, that train left the station when they signed Tobias Harris, kept Ben Simmons, and let Jimmy Butler go without giving him enough money. Like, for me, that was the role player you needed, right? Like, a guy like that. And they just haven't had him. And now Tyrese Maxey's looked good lately, but they don't have enough. These other guys, they don't have enough of that. Is that supporting type of talent that Embiid needs. And he can't carry the whole team. And I think Spike's absolutely right, man. And he's just, you know, he's tied. He can't do everything constantly, you know. And then you look at Jokic and those guys they have guys around them that are winning games. Nobody's winning a game. We expected a couple of these players to be able to steal a game, and nobody can do that for us right now.
You know
what I mean? So,
we came close to Maxey winning game two.
Game two, yeah. Maxey showed up in that fourth quarter, game two.
And look, like, there are winners and losers, and that is what history remembers, and it doesn't count unless you actually win the game for sure. I think I agree with you on the Tobias trade. Truly, what happened with the Tobias trade is they made the Tobias trade because they were worried about Butler, because they knew Butler wasn't going to stay. And then they made the mistake that the trade was a mistake. They compounded it by overpaying him. We can talk forever about whether they could have actually kept Butler. I don't think they could have. And truthfully, I don't think Butler wants to run an offense where he is not the focal point. I don't think Butler's going to want to be happy with Joel Embiid shooting, you know, 28 times a game. So I don't think
Ben like playing with Jimmy Butler.
No. Well, the Ben thing is the number one thing.
Yeah.
And they should have, in hindsight, absolutely traded Ben Simmons. That year was a cluster because they were just rushing. The entire thing was just them rushing. And they made, honestly, I love Covington. You know, I love Dario. The Jimmy Butler trade was fine value. Absolutely
right.
Good trade to make. I didn't like it at the time, but good trade to make. The problem was when they knew it wasn't going to work out, they panicked. They made the Tobias Harris trade, and so they traded more for Tobias than they traded for Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. And then they compounded it by giving them that contract. And it just, they haven't been able to trade him since. You know, they traded
for Tobias at that infamous meeting in Portland.
Right. It's just like
when Jimmy stood up in the meeting.
Yep. The Brett meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whatever. We said.
And remember, we forget Jimmy was on a terror that year.
He was miserable.
Yes.
He didn't shoot threes for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And this is
coming off and threatening everybody in Minnesota.
It just.
Where he had to get traded.
Right. He set up a media availability for him to fight with his teammates and obliterate his teammates. And look. He wound up where he needed to wind up. Jimmy Butler, the best.
Down in Miami, yeah.
100. That's the same reason we got the same LeBron there. They're very different personalities, but they both need structure, immovable structure, and he wouldn't have had it here. But there have been a lot of mistakes over the last several years, and I'm sure we'll talk about all of them tomorrow after the Sixers are eliminated. Coming up next, I did tease this before, but we haven't gotten to it. Bronny James, would you take him if it increases your chance of getting LeBron? We will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.